This is Weekend All Things Considered. In this week's Criminal Podcast, we'll hear from Melissa Anelli. She created her dream job, running a website and podcast dedicated to J.K. Rowling's beloved Harry Potter series. But Melissa's online following has brought with it a nightmarish 8 years being harassed by a stalker online. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and host Phoebe Judge joins me in the studio. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Tell us about how Melissa Anelli made her mark on the internet.
Melissa Anelli was a very big Harry Potter fan, and she wanted to find a way to kind of harness this passion for Harry Potter. So she not only started a very, very popular Leaky Cauldron website where fans could come together and talk about what was going on in the Harry Potter books, but she also started really one of the first podcasts out there called Pottercast. J.K. Rowling, who was the author of these books, was involved with the site. It became so big and popular that she kind of, Melissa Anelli, got a bit of a following, and she started being stalked online. This is not a rare thing for women with online profiles to be stalked and harassed online. We hear about it. We've been hearing about it in the news lately. But she started getting stalked in a way that made her very worried, and the threats became violent.
So who is Jessica Parker, and what did she do to Melissa?
Well, it's interesting because what came out was that Melissa's stalker was not a man, which is usually the case. It was a woman who was stalking Melissa Anelli. This woman, as you say, was named Jessica Parker. She lived in New Zealand. And the harassment began with actually a rather graphic rape story that Melissa had to read.
She would send vicious, very, very graphic death threats and also rape threats. She seemed to have a plan. Those were the most difficult ones because they were so, so graphic. And it just became commonplace.
And this has been going on for 8 years. What's being done about it?
Well, first Melissa went to the police in New York, then the FBI, then the New Zealand police. The problem is that these crimes are very hard to prosecute because they're out there. You know, there are threats that are coming online, but it's hard to pinpoint where exactly they're coming from and is there freedom of speech issues here. Eventually, there was some legal action taken. Jessica has been charged with criminal harassment 3 times, but all of those times, the punishment has been rather lenient. And with the argument that this woman very clearly probably needs mental help. At this point, Melissa may be going to New Zealand to testify.
Why did Jessica target Melissa?
No one's really sure. I mean, it doesn't seem logical. There seems to be an obsession here that Melissa thinks is going on. But really, Melissa believes that she's come to represent this Harry Potter universe.
I think it was because I was somebody who was doing things she wanted to do or liked, whatever admiration or like or whatever it was that she had for me, sublimated into a desire to contact me because she could contact me because I was available, you know? And when I refused that contact, the fixation, I guess, held.
And how has this impacted the way Melissa uses the internet?
It's kind of sad because Melissa's made her whole life on the internet. Sure. And now she has to be incredibly cautious every time she goes online. She never posts personal information. She never posts information about her location. She's always watching out.
How about you, Phoebe? As a fellow podcaster and a woman, does this make you think differently about your digital presence?
Well, I think we should all be concerned about our digital presence. I mean, we're hearing this all the time about not only people harassment, but also identity theft. I am such a small digital presence that I wouldn't really be worried about me. But of course, it makes you think about everything that you do.
You can hear more about Melissa Anelli's case on this week's Criminal Podcast. Criminal's recorded here at WUNC and is hosted by Phoebe Judge. Thank you, Phoebe.
Happy to do it.
I'll see you tomorrow on Morning Edition.